Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani.
Just Men, or hashtag Just Men, opened at the Artscape's Golden Hour Studio yesterday officially. There was a preview on Thursday and it runs until the 30th of June. It is actually a very short run. And Fanny Swayisa, who is a Fleur de Cup Theatre Award winning actress, was sitting on the front row and she wrote on her Facebook today, "To my male friends, I'm asking you nicely to please go watch hashtag Just Men at the Baxter Theatre and please bring all your male friends. And to my female friends, please bring your male friends, your brother, your father, your lover. I can't articulate enough how important this show is. Thank you to the incredible team that is made up of an literally sterling actors and all directed by Heinrich Reisenhofer, joining me on the line now. Heinrich, congratulations, good sir. Good morning.
Thank you, Africa. Good morning to you too.
I was chatting to Marina Kribino just before the 9 o'clock Eyewitness News, and we both agreed it is a play in the sense that it is being shown on a stage at the Baxter Theatre, but it isn't. It's an experience.
Not a play. And I think just also going into the rehearsal process, we didn't rehearse it like a play. We didn't have a script. It really was a conversation. It was how do we begin a conversation that we've never had before?
And this conversation was in some way, I suppose, happening as a result of the Me Too campaign and the women who were finding the courage for the first time in some cases in many years to tell what happened to them as far as abuse at the hands of men.
Yeah. I mean, it was about breaking the silence, and it was about bringing personal stories onto a public platform and stepping through the shame and really just starting a movement of being willing to speak about things. And there was a call about where were men's stories. You know, we were not hearing like what, you know, men's experiences, men's parts, men owning up. The question we were asking is, well, what kind of space do we have to create so that men can show up, that men can own up? And that's really just what we looked at in the rehearsal process.
And what is amazing is that there is no other platform really that is more vulnerable, I think, for any actor than theatre, right? Because you've got a live studio audience watching your every move.
Yeah.
And here you found four well-known men generally gave them the courage to tell what are at times very deeply personal stories.
I think if they knew what they were going to do 5 weeks later, I don't think they would have been as willing to step into the space as they were. So it was a gradual process where stories came to the surface, and some stories only came out. I mean, there was one story, I mean, that only came out literally in the third week of rehearsal, and he remembered. He was like, "Oh, I remember the story," and I was like, "That's really significant because that was rape," and he was like, "I didn't even think of it like that," you know. So it was revelations for them about themselves, and I think having that space where you can actually start looking at yourself and reflecting is a very powerful thing, and it's these kind of spaces that we need to create more of for men and for women, but I mean especially for men, just because we do tend to bottle up, we tend to hold in, we don't talk about emotions, we don't talk about things, and we try to avoid any kind of shaming and being made wrong, and in that way we just don't deal with what's inside of us.
And in the process, a very clarion call for men to stand up. I mean, there's a moment when Thando Doni, one of the actors on stage, wills, if you like, the audience to stand up, the men to stand up and do the right thing by women and children, which is so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, that was really what the call was. What's it going to take to stand up? And we had some amazing conversations this last night, because not every night, you know, every night people don't necessarily stand up. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And then we just left asking the question, well, what's that gap between thinking, sure, I should stand up, but there's something stopping me from standing up. And that's the journey that we need to take as men. What's that process we need to go on between us going, I'd like to make a difference, I'd like to take a stand, but I don't know how, or I don't have it in me too. And I think that's the ongoing conversation. What's that going to take? Because it's not just a decision. It is a process that we need to go through.
You explain at the beginning of the performance that you initially intended for this play experience to be just for men and dispensed with that idea. But then you invite men primarily to stay behind after the performance. And I believe you'll be doing this every evening to engage about some of the subject matter that has come up during the play, I imagine people will share some of their own personal experiences. I wasn't able to stay last night because I had to get to bed early in order for me to come to work at 4 o'clock this morning. But I imagine that's also where the magic happens, isn't it, Hendrik? Because
yes.
you want the men and the women who experience this to go home, to go to work, to go to their communities and societies and start having these conversations that men really truly need to have.
Yes. So, I mean, I think we have a limited amount of time with the men after the show. So, I mean, it's amazing, as people really want to speak, and as it goes on, we could probably end up there for hours. But the question that we're really just asking the men is, so what now? It's one thing to watch something that opens your mind to something and gets you to see something different, but what now? It's very easy to walk away and just go back into life and reset again. But really the question is, like, what steps can we take? Last night, like, having so many workers, people who work in the gender field, who there are initiatives out there, there are programs out there, there are things we're really looking at, like, what are the next steps? What are the next three steps I can take as a man to make a difference in myself and out there in the world, in my family, in the workplace, at school, wherever?
Once again, congratulations to you and the team of actors. What an important piece of work, and I hope many, many scores of people come out to come and see it.
Well, thank you so much, Africa.
Hendrik there, directing Hashtag Just Men, which is showing at the Baxter's Golden Arrow Studio until the 30th of June, with performances starting at 7:30 in the evening, performances Monday through Saturday.